Tournament arcs are some of the best arcs in all of anime. Everyone flies down in one location and boxes it out to figure out who is the strongest amongst them all. It's like a primal itch in all of our brains to want to see a tournament arc, since anything can happen and anyone can win. Except for the Sinnoh League in the Pokemon anime, because this by far has to be the most rigged tournament from the get-go that nobody was expected to win. Not because of any sketchy rules or cheating that was going on behind the scenes, but because the presence of one trainer was so different, he was in a class of his own. And unfortunately for our boy Ash, he is up against Tobias in the semi-finals of this tournament, about to face off in literally one of the most brutal battles in his entire career. But to understand all this, we gotta go back to the start of the Sinnoh League, where Ash and his friends are preparing for their matches in the final tournament in the Sinnoh League. Ash is pretty proud of his journey so far, collecting all 8 badges throughout the entire region, and he's ready to prove why he thinks he's the best in this entire conference. He also really wants to beat his rival Paul, who is an absolute asshole. This guy has been mean to Ash the entire season, even abusing one of Ash's Pokemon, so he has to beat him on the big stage. Ash's first match is against his trainer known as Nando, and his fit is pretty good, but he completely glazes Ash. He only entered this tournament so that he could fight Ash, and now they're versing each other in the first round. The match seems like it's going to be pretty good, since Nando sends out his Roserade, and Ash uses his brain and sends out his Staraptor to have the type advantage. This match was way closer than it needed to be, since Staraptor was actually getting whooped around, and at one point it looks like it was about to lose, but Staraptor got a burst of energy and used Brave Bird, slamming itself into Roserade and knocking it out. While this match was going on, Barry simultaneously won his battle, and when he was walking, trying to meet up with his friends, he must have been hit with Conqueror's Haki or something, since Barry was starstruck by the mere presence of a trainer walking by him.
Hey, what in the world was all that about?
Barry, what do you mean? This man just walked by you. Barry ends up figuring out this trainer is known as Tobias, and he sweeped his entire first round with just a Darkrai, and the whole arena was shocked. Barry, being a good friend, treated this like an Amber Alert level threat and ran all the way to Ash's arena to warn them about the trainer that passed the hack check with a Game Shark. Brock hears this and actually ends up taking the situation seriously, being like, what? How the hell did they let a Darkrai in this tournament?
That's right. No one said that kind of trainer would be here. Someone deserves a fine. Hey, don't you think so too, Don?
Come on, Ash, you can do it.
Don treated this situation with no urgency, just ignoring Barry, but he is spitting facts. Someone does deserve a fine, because how is this even possible? And I guess Don's lack of consideration brainwashed everybody else, because they also stopped caring and just continued to watch Ash's match. The battle's going pretty good for Ash. I'm not going to waste your time. This is the first round, and Ash is not losing this. He completely bodies his opponents, even though they were trying to make it look close. In the end, Nando ends up approaching Ash being like, this was the best battle I ever had. I can't wait to battle you again. Blah, blah, blah. We never see his ass again. And we come to find out that all of Ash's rivals advance to the next round of the tournament. Brock also casually informs Ash that there's a trainer with a Darkrai in this tournament, and Ash does not care, saying that if he battles him, he's going to give it his all, and I don't think Ash knows what he's asking for. The second round of the tournament begins, and Ash is up against this no-name girl, which he completely destroyed. Their battle was literally off-screen, and Ash advanced to the third round. And now, since all the fodder is out the way, the tournament is getting pretty serious, since we're in the top 16. Ash is versing Conway in the third round, and Barry is versing Paul. Conway starts talking trash to Ash, saying that he's going to beat him, and he really starts creeping out Don, so much to the point where Don ends up bumping into Barry, who's in a panic rushing somewhere. Barry gets so mad at this, you would think he wants to throw hands with Don. Brock ends up breaking up this fight and asks Barry where is he going, and this man Barry has to be the biggest glazer of all time. Just listen to what he has to say.
Where are you going in such a hurry?
To go see Paul.
Huh? See Paul?
Right! Because no matter how you look at it, Paul and I are the top 2 contenders in the tournament.
Stop the cap.
Nobody, I mean nobody in the room, even the audience watching, thought Barry is a top contestant in this tournament. Don and Ash try to humble his ego, but this just gets Barry more mad, and they end up getting into a fight where Barry believes that Paul actually fears him, and they're gonna place a bet and ask Paul if he's scared of Barry as an opponent. Barry must love to humiliate themselves, because when they all pull up on Paul, they do catch him searching through the database looking at Barry's Pokemon, and this gets Barry pretty happy, until he actually confronts Paul with his nonsense, saying, you see guys, Paul actually fears me. We're the top 2 trainers in this event.
Our battle is only one of many battles taking place in the third round.
Overestimating your ability will only backfire on you.
Paul ends up leaving the arena, and Barry realizes he has to get serious and starts searching up the database to see Paul's Pokemon, but nothing's really working. Conway is also in the lab looking through the database and informs them about Tobias. They end up finding out that Tobias's Darkrai is undefeated. Tobias went through all the gyms and only used Darkrai, and this is the only Pokemon he's ever shown. And now with this information in mind, days later, people are starting to take Tobias seriously and questioning why he's even allowed in this tournament. Even with all this going on, Barry and Ash are extremely excited for their upcoming matches and will give it their all, but little do any of them realize the most brutal Pokemon matches of all time were just around the corner. Because when Barry's match begins against Paul, Barry sends out his Skarmory and Paul sends out his Magmortar. Now, Barry is at the type disadvantage, but maybe Skarmory can do something nice. It ends up setting up spikes, but the second Magmortar uses its first move, it immediately kills Skarmory. This Pokemon had like 1 second of screen time before it got eliminated, and Barry realized this battle is getting real. Paul decides to return Magmortar and send out Ursaring, so Barry thinks pretty smart and uses Hitmonlee to have the type advantage. For a while, the battle was looking pretty good. Hitmonlee was getting some super effective hits on Ursaring, and it actually looked like Barry was going to take down one of Paul's Pokemon. Hitmonlee even started aura farming by standing on some rocks and taunting Ursaring, but then this Ursaring went ballistic, destroying the stadium, and was attempting to hit Hitmonlee, but Hitmonlee was actually dodging it, used close combat, jumped back, and used high ground. Actually, it looks like Barry was about to pull it off and win the match, so he tried to finish off Ursaring with Blaze Kick, and he got a clean hit in. My money would have been on Barry at this point, until Brock said this in the audience.
Finish it off!
Too easy. Huh? Ursaring's ability is Guts. So when its status has been affected, like with Burn or Poison, its attack power grows.
We all know how this script goes. Ursaring got its Super Saiyan power up and knocked out Hitmonlee. Barry was down to his last Pokemon, Empoleon, but this is his ace, and maybe Empoleon would be able to 1v3 the rest of Paul's Pokemon. Empoleon and Ursaring end up clashing, and it's looking pretty good for Barry. Ursaring ends up using Focus Blast, and our guy Empoleon isn't having any of that and slapped it right back at Ursaring. This is also the first time in the series I've seen Paul look really shocked. He was not familiar with Barry's game, so he ends up returning Ursaring and sending out Electivire. Empoleon immediately uses Hyper Beam, but Electivire counters with a Thunder. The collision created a bunch of smoke in the arena, and this is where Electivire decided to shine. It ended up blasting a fury of attacks at Empoleon, and Barry didn't even know what to do. He was freaking out. Empoleon was just trying to dodge it, and this Empoleon did not get a chance to fight back, since Electivire started bulldozing it throughout the entire arena with a Giga Impact and a bunch of other attacks. Even when Empoleon was trying to catch a break, Electivire jumped in the air trying to crucify it and slamming it all the way to the curb. The battle looks like it was clearly over, but Barry continued to scream for its Pokemon to get up, and it activated its hidden ability to power it up, and it actually looks like Empoleon was going to be able to do something, but it only revived itself to get its ass beaten even harder, because in the past, we've seen a lot of brutal Pokemon battles throughout this series, to the point where some Pokemon are even sent to the hospital, but I have never, and I mean ever, seen something like this in my entire life. Paul tells Electivire in a panic to use Thunder against Empoleon. Everyone in the arena knew the energy was different. Even Barry was screaming like this.
And dodge it!
And when Empoleon got hit with the Thunder head on, it looked like he tanked it. He was standing tall and seemed like he survived the attack, until you realize that this Pokemon is shell-shocked. Electivire hit Empoleon so hard that it literally passed out standing up. This is a level of disrespect I never thought I would see. Barry immediately lost the battle there, and some people say to this day Empoleon is still standing still from all the mental damage Electivire caused it. So if you made it this far in the video, please comment RIP Empoleon. The comment section will be this Pokemon's mini graveyard. After this battle, Barry realized there is levels to this, and he tried to talk to Paul after the battle, being like, "Wow, you were so awesome. Let's battle again someday." Paul did not care about this and just continued walking along. So now it is up to Ash to defeat Paul, but first he has to beat Conway in his match. And now this match wasn't brutal for Ash. Before the battle, he was training outside of the arena with Brock with Infernape, and Infernape ended up learning a brand new move, Flare Blitz. They did realize though, when they use this move, it has crazy Leap Coil and damages Infernape so they can't spam it. Barry ends up spotting them and asks Ash what is he doing, and Ash says that he's preparing for his battle against Conway since it's a 3-on-3. Everything's looking pretty good for Ash until Conway was lurking in the distance, stalking Ash and realizing the exact 3 Pokemon that Ash are bringing to a battle and will create a counter team against Ash so he can easily win the match. Now, I won't say this is cheating, but this is pretty slimy. When their match begins, Conway sends out his Shuckle to perfectly counter all of Ash's Pokemon he thought he was bringing until it's revealed that Ash sends out a Noct Owl. Since Ash isn't falling for any foolish tricks, he must have known Conway was stalking him or something, so he switched up his entire team. Because of this play from Ash, Conway's strategy just completely fell apart. Ash brought Noct Owl, Domphan, and Gible. And there were some ups and downs throughout this entire battle, but Gible ended up locking in and using Draco Meteor and completely destroying a vast majority of Conway's team. And I'm really mad to this day that Ash did not evolve this Pokemon, but I digress. In the end, Ash ends up winning and advancing over to the quarterfinals with his next match against Paul. Later that night, Paul was on FaceTime with his brother and he was telling him he can't lose to Ash and that Paul's brother believes in him. Dawn is stalking this entire call, and the second Paul gets wind of this, he ends the call and starts acting nonchalant, walking away. Dawn eventually catches up to him, and then Paul goes on an entire rant on how he doesn't like Ash as a person because he believes in friendship and caring about other people, and it reminds him of his brother, so Paul basically doesn't like his brother either. Ash ends up confronting Paul, just saying they're gonna settle this on the battlefield, and their battle was pretty hype in the tournament. It started off with Pikachu versus Aggron, and Pikachu was low-key putting in work, but Ash realized that his Pokemon was not built for this and sent out Infernape, and the second Infernape is on the field, stuff gets done, because Infernape one-shotted Aggron with a punch, and Ash did end up returning him because he wanted to save him for later. The battle was pretty even between Ash and Paul, but Paul was getting slightly annoyed since basically a while ago these two fought, and Paul put in some good work. So Ash brought back all the Pokemon that lost to Paul to try to get their revenge on him, and Paul was like, I see what you're doing here. You're not using your best team. You're using a bunch of losers. In the end, though, we all know how their match went. It was a final battle between Infernape and Electivire, and it looks like Electivire knocked out Infernape and he was done for the count. And honestly, Paul would have won here until Paul started talking trash to Infernape, calling him worthless, and this gave Infernape the boost of energy that he needed to get back up and turn the tides of the battle, defeating Electivire and making Ash advance to the semifinals. Paul was pretty salty that he lost, but that's a video for another day. And we are now on the most rigged match of all time in the Pokemon universe, Ash Ketchum versus Tobias. And if you think Tobias has struggled at all in this tournament, no, he's defeated everyone with a Darkrai. So when the match begins between the two, the first Pokemon he uses is Darkrai. Now, I could be harsh on Ash and nitpick all the people he brought to this battle, but he wasn't winning this. He brings out Heracross, which isn't a bad pick against Darkrai. And for a while, it deadass looked like Heracross is holding his own, clashing Hyper Beams with Darkrai and going in for a Horn Attack, but then Darkrai used the busted ass move Dark Void. It's a move that when it hits you, it instantly puts the Pokemon to sleep. But Ash was pretty smart and planned for this. Heracross knew the move Sleep Talk, which means he could move while he was asleep, but this don't matter. Tobias' Darkrai used the move Dream Eater, and it looked like Heracross deadass was in a Genjutsu or had the worst nightmare of all time because he instantly got knocked out from this. The next Pokemon Ash sends out is his Torkoal, and
hey y'all, come look at this.
Are we serious right now? Torkoal literally came out for 1 second and got sent flying. It was genuinely a humiliation ritual for this Pokemon. Gible came out next and tried to throw hands, but Gible couldn't do anything. It's a Darkrai, and Gible also got eliminated. But then the next Pokemon Ash sent out was finally the saving grace, his Sceptile, an actual ace from his team. Sceptile was able to move super fast and dodge Darkrai's Ice Beam. He went in for an attack but missed, and then Darkrai uses as an opportunity to use Ice Beam head on, and it did look like Sceptile was cooked. He kept getting hit over and over again, and if this Pokemon goes down, there's no way Ash is winning this, and Sceptile knew this. But Sceptile had no choice, because Tobias told Darkrai to use Dark Void, and we know how this script goes. Sceptile got put to sleep, sitting there helplessly, and then Darkrai went into his Dream Eater, putting Sceptile in the worst Genjutsu of all time. But things were different this time. Sceptile had a whole different level of plot armor, where he was able to wake up before the Dream Eater even finished, and went in to use a leaf blade, cutting the Darkrai, and actually got a clean hit in eliminating the Pokemon. Ash's Sceptile was one of the first Pokemon ever to knock out the undefeated Darkrai. Yes, 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 Ash, you finally have a chance to take down Tobias, because it's probably a situation where Tobias is a one-trick pony. Having a Darkrai and then the rest of his team is utter trash. Even Ash thought this, saying, Tobias, bring out your next Pokemon. We got this. And me at home, I actually thought it was comeback season for Ash until Tobias sent out his next Pokemon.
Let's go!
Another legendary Pokemon, Latios. Please, please, this is not fair. Who was supposed to win this? Even Tobias is giggling while his Pokemon is doing tricks on the arena because he knew he won this off the get-go. Latios came in and used Giga Impact, instantly eliminating Sceptile. The next Pokemon Ash sent out is Swellow, and this is what happened to Swellow. But the final Pokemon left is Pikachu, Ash's ultimate ace. And did Pikachu hold his own? Yeah, as good as a Pikachu could. But he started doing some really desperate tactics, like trying to hold onto Latios' back so he wouldn't get hit. So Latios decided to throw Pikachu in the air, run all the way to the bottom, and charge up an attack so that when Pikachu fell, he would fall right into the beam. And I have never seen some sadistic stuff like this. Ash did tell Pikachu to use a Volt Tackle, running right into Latios. And when the two collided and the smoke cleared, Latios was actually defeated by Pikachu, but Ash had no more Pokemon. So Ash was eliminated from the tournament, and Tobias was left with four more Pokemon we are yet to see. We might as well assume it's like a Rayquaza. And hell, throw Arceus in there. And what do you know? When Tobias fights the next round, he wins with just a Darkrai, and he's the winner of the Sinnoh League. And now, if you were ever wondering on how Tobias got this Pokemon, or if we ever saw the Sinnoh League champion again, you can keep wondering because we never found out, and this is legitimately the last time we see Tobias. But hey, this may be the most rigged league, but there's also some pretty good ones, so comment which league I should cover next. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next time.